Welcome to Small Wins, a podcast for football enthusiasts looking to turn their passion into a successful brand, personal brand, or career. In each episode, you can expect actionable advice to help you build towards your big goals with the game you love. Join us as we explore the power of small wins, the process of building success, and, well, the fun of making mistakes along the way. Hello and welcome to Small Wins. This is episode 19 and I am your host, Yvan Delier-Lavictoire. So today we're going to change things up a bit. I think over the last couple of episodes, I have focused on digital marketing, on understanding how you can build a strategy around an idea that you have in football. And today we're going to look at maybe disconnecting from the digital world and seeing how we can build our story in a local scene. And basically where I want to go with that is basically the importance of community in a local city. So I think we are so often online and so often, I would say in brackets, connected with a lot of people that exist around the world that we tend to forget that I think the real power or the real magic happens in person, happens with people who share the same passion as we do, people who want to really elevate their life with football. So I think through community and through football, I think there's a great connection that can be done between the two to create a sense of connection, belonging, and kind of network with your local scene. And I think that's where and I believe that's where the real or the true power happens, basically. So let's talk about the importance of community in a local football scene. I think, and most of you will agree, but basically we often say that football is so much more than a game. But to be honest, I think you don't quite realize that until you start really connecting with people and discovering that they feel the same way about this game. It's so crazy to meet someone who's that you've never met before, but you just connect with them because of football, or you've met them at a football game or a football pitch or wherever the case may be, but you start talking to them and you realize how the game has impacted them, and you start to make kind of a few connections with how the game has also impacted you. So I think that's where, again, the real magic happens. So let's talk about how having or building or joining a football community can build, help you build and kind of develop a sense of community for, not a sense of community, but a sense of belonging with others who love the game as well. So number one, I think, benefit of a football community, and I think that's the easiest one to showcase, but it's basically you are in an environment with others who share the same passion as you. Football, and we're not going to get into details of, you know, clubs that you support versus clubs that your friends support, but basically the passion for the game is shared, and basically it's at the baseline of the community. It's what brings people together, but it's also what brings people back to this space. By fostering this sense of community around the game, I think you're able to create or to join and to share a shared identity. And I think that's where you get the real sense of belonging between the different members of this community. So we all come from different backgrounds. We all have had different experiences with the game or different journeys with the game. And like I mentioned, we probably support different aspects, clubs, players in the game. But basically, what's great about it is that it can create this, let's say it that way, but a healthy relationship and connection with others who also love the game. Number two is something that I've discovered as I got older and joined like older clubs, basically, but the support system is unmatched, I want to say. I think through joining a local football club or even a local pickup scene that is in your area, that can really become a really good support system for you and the members that have joined. Whether that's through kind of just providing or sharing emotional support during difficult times for you, or just simply being someone to talk to or bounce ideas or discuss what you're going through. Having this football community is going to be a very underestimated way to develop these connections. I think through being, you know, I think as we, you know, as individuals, I think it's going to happen that we're going to feel maybe isolated or disconnected from the world, or maybe we're going through a rough patch. But having, you know, this football community maybe might be a great way for you to refill connection, and again realize that what you're going through might be something that someone else in your community has gone through, and they might be able to give you advice or ideas or ways to deal with what you are going through right now. So support system, again, super underestimated benefit of a football community in a sense. Number three, and I think that that is something that I have learned also to embrace with time, but networking opportunities. I say this, I don't want to say this in like this very like businessy way, but it is. I think through playing football, through joining clubs. Side note, I am based in Montreal. I play for Ringleaders Football Club, which is a kind of a local, you know, I think it's branded as a local creative hub for football. But what I realized by playing that in that club for over 10 years now is that it's led to a lot of really great opportunities, mostly off the pitch. I want to say on the pitch, we play, it's amazing. We play pickup, we play league, and that's all great. But just to talking to people, just to meeting new faces, and kind of discussing what everyone's kind of working on or thinking about, that leads to, you know, new opportunities, whether that's working or collaborating or helping out someone in the team. So I think networking is something that is amazing. You know, I always say I'm not a fan of like corporate networking events, because you have to like almost do your elevator pitch, you know, 12 times during an evening. But basically, I think through football, it kind of makes it a bit more relaxed. You're talking about a project that you're working on, but you're doing it on the bench as you're getting ready to go play pickup, or you're going out for coffee after the pickup, and then you talk about something that you're working on, and someone else is going to join in and maybe say, you know what, I might have something for you, or I might have this that I can help you out with. So it's a very organic and natural way to kind of network with others. And you never know, that might lead to a lot of new exciting opportunities for you because of football. Number three. Number four is developing skills. And I don't mean that in a technical way. I mean, yes, playing regularly might help you become, might help you from a health perspective. So you might get fitter, you might get better on the ball, you might develop these skills, but I'm not going to talk about that. I think that's something that maybe I'll keep for a future episode. But I think beyond the actual game of football, these local communities and football-driven communities can provide you with the ability to kind of develop organization skills, communication skills, maybe get better at leadership. So maybe you want to take on, let's say you decide to, you know, launch a community that's going to help you develop leadership skills, that you're going to say, well, you know what, I need to learn to really bring a group together, get organized, you know, make sure that I'm on time, get people to confirm that they're going to join this practice or this team, email them, communicate with them regularly. So basically these are skills that, okay, you know, when joining or building a community, you're not necessarily writing down that you are going to learn about all these skills, but as you go through the process, as you go through the days, the operations of managing a community, you're going to learn a lot of things. So those skills can be first of all, are great, and second of all, can be applied to other aspects or areas of your life as well. Number five. Yes, we are number five. So building a community has, let's say your local football community can have a positive impact on other larger communities in your city. So I think by joining forces with events, charity fundraisers, other people who are also kind of fostering communities, I think that's a great way to leverage the power of community in different areas areas of the city. We tend to forget that, but I think, again, through football, football is always going to be kind of the excuse to meet people and to join people, but it's also a great excuse to showcase a kind of a positive presence in your city. Basically, if you reach out to an event organizer or someone who's, doing a fundraiser for the city, maybe having a football activation or just being present at their events or just kind of helping out is a great way to really strengthen the kind of the relationship between the football community and the actual the different communities in the city and the city itself. So that's another one that worth exploring. I think that's it's also very, very it gives a positive impact into the wider kind of scene, I want to say. So that's number five. Number six is friendships. Gets cheesy here, but basically we get older, we have less and less time to reach out and make friends, and football is an amazing way to really kind of build these very long-lasting relationships and friendships that go, again, beyond the actual game of football. I like to say that I think my only non-football friend is my wife. So I don't know if that's... Is that lame? That's not lame. No. She's not listening to this episode. She's not necessarily a massive football fan. But, 99.9% of my friends come from a football community or entity that I've been connected to. We maybe underestimate that, but going to play football leads to amazing friendships off the pitch. And basically these friendships can not only last for a lifetime, but that can, to go back on networking and support, friendships are going to be a great way or a great source of support, network and kind of let me rephrase that, because I was like, what? So these friendships that you're going to build through football are going to be a great source of support and potential network as you move in your life. So again, football is just an excuse. It's just a way for you to move your legs around a bit and then talk with people. And I think we too often underestimate that. We tend to look at what's happening online, what's happening in the other area of the world or somewhere cooler in the world. But basically in your city, there's probably a lot of people who have this shared passion, who are looking for connection, who are looking for networking opportunities, who are looking to develop skills, who are looking to maybe do do more outreach in the community, and who are looking for friends. Very, very bluntly, I'm going to say this, but I think in a world where everything is so connected, where we have 15 methods of communicating with people online, having this human connection is still unmatched. So we'll see maybe where AI takes us in the next couple of years, but I think for now, human connections and football is the way to go. So to recap, six ways or six benefits that having or joining a football community can bring to you and everyone else in the community is basically, number one, shared passion. So you're sharing your love for the game with others. Number two, having a support system. So going through rough times, providing emotional support or just having someone to talk to, super key. Number three is networking opportunities. I think I love to do it, but before, after pickup, that's where the magic happens. The football is great, it's cool, it looks nice, but the magic really happens before and after and throughout the week. Developing skills, if you are deciding to host a community or a group of some sort, you're going to develop organization skills, communication skills, and leadership skills that can be valuable in different areas of your life. Number five, community outreach. Yes, you're doing something in football, but that doesn't mean you can't reach out to a wider community by either organizing events or tagging or joining events, doing fundraisers, or just providing kind of a positive presence in your community. And number six is long-lasting friendships. So I think football is a great way for you to connect with people, and that can lead to amazing friendships that are going to last throughout time and be a great source of support for years to come. So that's it for this episode. I don't know if that's something that you enjoyed. By all means, I would love to get feedback, to get comments, to get your honest take on this series. It is we are at episode 19, so I do want to keep going, and I'm gonna keep going, but I would love to get your honest take on this podcast. And even if you have ideas of what you would like to hear or learn, by all means, let me know by just dropping a comment on your podcast platform or leaving a 5-star review. If you can do a 5-star review, I would love a 5-star review. But if you can do that, or if you want to reach out by email, by all means, reach out to me in the email and just share what you think about this episode and this series. So hope that today's episode was valuable for you and help you kind of gain a bit of insights into how important having this a local football community can be, not only for yourself, but the actual, for the others in who are going to be joining this community as well. So that's it for me now. Hope you enjoy this, and by all means, do celebrate all your small wins. Take care. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to leave a 5-star rating or a positive review on your favorite platform. It's how I can share this podcast with more football friends like you. If this is your first time listening to Small Wins, subscribe to the podcast so that you can get the next episodes delivered automatically every week. Make sure you check the show notes to access all the relevant links and learn more about how La Victoire FC can help you build a successful journey in the football industry.